burn their head off.
They didn't. I'd be the anthropomorphic Wolfie.
I would want to do a change in
with the long pretty hair. I'm trying to grow out my hair anyway right now. That might take a while. We'll see. Okay, next question. What is the biggest feature you look for in a mate? Two answers. One based on personality, the other physical. That is a hard question, too. Personality, I'm just like...
Well, first of all, I'm a sucker for the romantic stuff, so they've got to be, you know, kind of willing to go out. I'm also really submissive. I tend to be very shy in real life, so they'd have to kind of be willing to make the first move, you know, all that junk. I don't know, just like someone who's like really sweet and caring, you know, he'll notice if I'm upset or something, you know, and try to talk to me about it.
That leaves me out.
Sorry, Nathan.
But yeah, as far as personality goes, you know, just something along those lines. Physical, I'm not too keen on talking about that, I guess, because every guy I've ever had a crush on breaks at least one of my preferences, and I must say my current mate, in a way, breaks most of them, but I love them anyway. I don't know, it's... First I'll talk about what my preferences are slash were, and explain it, because I don't want to sound like I have anything against him. No, I love him just, like, the biggest, like, But, like, my preference is ordinarily, I would like someone taller than me, but that's just about impossible, seeing that I'm 6 feet tall. I like someone with shorter hair, dark hair, you know. Eye color, I don't really have a preference to that. I really take into consideration what the person's face looks like and if it matches their hair when I look at someone and think about how attractive they are. Facial hair, I'm not that big into facial hair. I don't mind, like, a little bit of a goatee or whatever, you know.
Nathan,
you shave.
I have.
You're really cute whenever you shave, I'm like.
I guess I could thank you for that.
I like some more dominant that goes along with the personality thing. I forgot to mention that earlier. Can't really think of anything else off the top of my head. But how, like, as I was saying, my current mate violates some of those preferences, which is why they're preferences. They're not rules. He's another submissive femboy. He's shorter than me, you know. He's so adorable, though. He's so cute. And I love him. He's just more than I could have hoped for. I must say, he's more than I could have ever hoped for.
I guess I should answer this question now. Since you've gotten us all teary-eyed.
I'm not teary-eyed.
My preference in a mate. Physically, I'm an outdoors person. I love to hike. I love to be outside. I cannot stay seated for more than, like, 30 minutes, which I've already been doing, which breaks all my rules. Anyway, I'm an outdoor person, so being fit enough to keep up with me outside, or just to keep up with me in general, you don't have to be a bodybuilder. You don't have to be skinny. You don't have to be that perfect body or anything, but, you know, be normal, I guess. Honesty is a huge thing for me. I've always been that way. Some people will tell you I'm brutally honest. I will tell you the truth no matter what, even if it hurts your feelings, at the expense of lots of things. Scurry. I guess I can bleep you, but that's okay.
Yeah, learn it in the hard way.
Scurry. you wanna explain? No, you don't explain. We won't go into those long stories. So anyway, physically, like, I guess just normal build.
We might want.
Oh yeah, I forgot to even.
I like dark hair. I like dark hair, personally. But you can. Don't be like. I don't like platinum blondes.
I'd hate to interrupt, but I do have a couple of things I forgot to mention.
Oh yeah, go for it.
As far as build goes, I don't like someone who's extremely muscular. I prefer someone who's just, like, you know, just average, but I like the just average guy. I don't like the, you know, male supermodel type or anything like that. You know, no. I just like an average looking build, you know, average guy. I mean, yeah. Nice, but it's a plus. Now, I said my preference is to dark hair. For the most part, that's true. I have seen a couple of guys with, like, blonde hair. Their hair just looks so soft, and they look just, like, really cute with it. So, sometimes there's blonde hair guys who I really have crushes on, too. But, yeah. Scurry?
Well, we already know this is a bit complicated from the woman.
yeah, a bit. Go for it.
Okay. My boyfriend breaks my preferences. A lot of them, but... I prefer guys with darker hair, preferably around brown. Maybe a little bit darker. Black. Darker eye color.
Black like my brown. Soul.
You don't have a soul.
No, I don't have a soul.
Yeah, I have
he
a
has
soul.
A soul. He has a soul. I don't. Anyway, keep going.
Black like his heart.
When it comes to our physical appearance, I prefer them not to be furry. Oh, how about the mover phrases?
Hairy. Wait, so you don't like furries? That throws Nathan out of the question.
That's silly. It throws you out of the question.
I love furries, but yeah, I just mean I don't like their body being overly hairy.
Okay, you don't like hairiness. I don't like hairiness either.
Yeah.
And if you're like hairy...
I'm not saying that my mate would have to shave, just not be like... Now, if you had like a really hairy chest or back, yeah, you're going to get that freaking waxed.
I agree.
but like, now, if I don't mind like having a boyfriend have you know,
I mean,
pubic hair or leg hair or arm hair, as long as it's not like too thick or anything.
Like mine.
Like just get it. Your leg hair can be a little bit thick. Other than that, you're pretty much fine. Just like keep it.
I have gorilla legs.
And if you've got pubic hair, just make sure it doesn't get in the way when giving a blowjob. Or getting a blowjob, I should say.
Nobody wants to choke on that.
Yeah.
Don't get a hairball while.
That's anyway. Not fun. So, trim is nice.
Yeah. Good body hygiene. I don't want you to be stanky.
That is a must.
That is a must.
I don't want to go down and smell what you had 3 days ago for dinner.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Learn the hard way.
Dot. Ellipses much. Anyway. Physical characteristics.
Physical characteristics. I've already stated. Dark hair.
Oh, that's right. You would.
Dark hair color. Preferably around my height. Maybe a little bit taller, but... I don't want anybody like shorter than me. It was like, oh crap, now I can't wrap my arms around you. And if I do, she's like, you're down there.
Maybe that's where he wants to be.
Oh, let me say another personality one. Sense of humor. I cannot stand if you're dry. It's like
she likes it wet. Wet and moist. Moist is the other word that you don't like.
Moist?
Moist. I don't like that word. I don't like that word either.
Thick, succulent, juicy.
No. Not succulent or juicy.
Don't use the word
hot dog.
Don't use the word succulent.
Okay. Oh, I've had some really good hot dogs when I went gigging at.
Gigging?
Yes. You don't know what a gig is?
Like
we'll
band.
Talk about this after.
Anyway, go for it.
Crap, now I forgot. Oh,
Thick, succulent hot dogs.
I was thinking about.
Oh. No.
Making supplement for mayonnaise.
That's oh, okay. Hey, okay, off the tangent. Off the tangent. We're at like 47 minutes.
Okay.
We're gonna have to upload this in pieces.
Yeah.
We can put it on YouTube. We could. Well,
I can put it as a private link.
I'm sure we could find somewhere that like we're, if we do the podcasting where we're gonna have to have somewhere to host.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm not really picky on physical appearance. No,
her boyfriend is hot. Dude, you should see his body. It's, like, amazing.
Okay, anyway. I look for a mate. I don't look for muscles necessarily, but you got him. Hey, that's more of a bonus for you.
You just want her boyfriend's cock.
Her boyfriend is a huge-ass cock. Don't even.
Huge-ass cock?
Yeah, it's huge, and it goes in your ass, and it's a cock.
Well,
actually, I wouldn't put it in my ass. It's too big.
I also love when they're cuddle bugs. It's just like, my god, yes.
I'm a cuddle bug.
cuddle, bug.
No, you can't cuddle with me.
I'm cuddling
you. You have a vagina.
You're bi.
I'm so. Bi, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, no, it's not Tuesday.
And never think, mind. We're not even halfway through all the questions, probably. Maybe.
Okay, let's keep going.
Keep going.
Okay. Each of you think of something you believe is typical for the other. Try to guess at one another what you have in mind.
Is that calm?
I don't exactly know how that... No, it's not. I told you that. My dog stepped on it.
No, that's not what I was thinking of. So we're supposed to think of something of the other person, that other person's supposed to guess at what we're thinking of?
Yes.
What am I thinking of? Look.
Oh my gosh, you horrible person.
That only works with two people.
Hey, look.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head anyway. I mean, I know there's a lot that'd be typical.
Inappropriateness. This is what Scurry is doing.
No, I know.
She's taking the tail of my poor alligator plushie and using it and making it look like he's fapping. He's innocent.
Oh, he's so cute.
Okay, I just thought of something that typically happens, like something you typically do that involves me, I guess. That would be...
Poke in the butt.
Yes, that's pretty typical. That's not what I was thinking, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Lip bottle.
Whenever we're in the elevator coming up to your room or going back down to the lobby,
yeah.
You tell me to get against the wall.
Always. It's so funny. Cause it's like, and then like the door opens and...
And I'm no longer against the wall.
Yeah. I think we should just skip that one because it's just like, it's too complicated
and
we're running out of time.
It's a very difficult thing to do and we're running long out of time. Okay. Dragon Erica asked a question or two. Okay. Do you have any unusual fetishes? Oh, three. No, my fetishes wouldn't be considered unusual anymore. Back in the day, they would have been, but I mean, like, you don't consider bondage unusual anymore. At least not in the furry fandom, at least. I just said at least twice, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm redundant. Have I ever worn women's clothing? I've tried on a skirt one time, and I own two pairs of panties.
Unusual fetishes. I'm pretty open to just about anything that doesn't involve major, like, amounts of pain or scat.
Or gore.
Or, like, gore or death or anything like that. I'm not a gore person. I drew a cock gore one time. And
Inception.
It was Inception cock gore. It was cock gore within cock gore within cock gore within cock gore. Anyway. Yeah, those are kind of out of my range there. Anything else, pretty much, other than anything that causes major amounts of pain or is disgusting like that.
With this equipment, yeah.
No. yeah, I'm pretty open to most fetish. As far as have I ever worn women's clothing? Hell yes. I actually own some rather cute lingerie, I think.
I find that odd since you're such a hairy guy and you're not like a quote-unquote cross-dresser.
Oh,
no,
God.
You're not a femboy either. Definitely not a femboy.
Good no.
Yeah, I've actually noticed it. It was kind of an interesting thing, though. It's kind of fun. I sort of did it just to try it, and then I kind of liked it. So I kept some stuff, and then I got some more stuff. And now it's in my box.
You horrible person. His box.
It's a big black metal lockbox.
Yeah. I know what he keeps in it.
Well, Scurry is female, so of course she wears women's clothing.
Do you wear men's clothing?
Yeah. Especially I love wearing our boxers. Those are so comfortable, especially when you sleep in them. But
I'm not crazy about boxers. They tend to, like, ride up my legs, and they get really uncomfortable.
Well, mine rides up in between certain areas, and I get an orgasm walking.
You can do that anyway.
Auto cum.
She can auto cum.
She can make herself cum with her mind. I'm like lucky.
let's see. So anything else? You have any unusual fetishes, Gary? Oh, by the way, I'm a big master pet person. That's why, hence the master pet relationship here with.
No fapping.
Can you hear that?
It's like balls.
Okay, stop pointing out sexual-looking sound waves in Audacity.
Well, you're moaning. Okay, he's going.
He was fapping.
Okay, anyway, any unusual fetishes, Gary?
None that I can think of at the moment.
You are an unusual.
So what
fetish.
Do you like? What do you like? What do you not like?
What I don't like. I'm pretty much open to anything except for and same thing with you. I'm not in the scat. I don't like any burn. No pulling hair. Just
mating bites. I love mating bites.
Oh my god, yes. As long as you don't like
it,
me bleeding.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna really hard stuff. Nipples.
I love nipples.
Oh
I didn't
God,
really consider that a fetish, really. I guess if you do consider it a fetish, then yeah, I'm into it. I mean, as I said, bondage is like a fetish that I know I have. I'm willing to try just about anything except for pretty much the same things they listed to, and I'm not into water sports.
Suddenly you find yourself into water sports.
Yeah, that's a joke I've pulled a lot. If we're like in the elevator or something, or we're going out to the car to go to Walmart or something, and I've got to pee or something, I'll be like, I've got to pee. And suddenly you find yourself into water sports. Drink my pee, Gail.
No. I don't drink it. I don't mind with water sports. Other things.
That's a very debatable topic.
It depends on the person. Yeah. Anyway, it depends on what you do with it, too.
Personally, I don't like water sports. I'm just like, no.
No, I'm into bondage. You can tie me down and show me who's the master, but...
Anyway.
Oh, please, throw a ball gag in my mouth and cuff my hands behind my back or something and bend me over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Baby Pup 100.
It's just Bay Pup.
Oh, why'd I say baby? Bay Pup 100. I have one. Hee hee. Are you ticklish? Sadly, no. Though whenever I'm in RP, I like to act like I'm ticklish. It's just because it's fun and cute.
Depends on where it is that you're trying to tickle me. Yes, I have some ticklish spots. Yes, Scurry knows exactly where they are, which sucks. Yeah, so how about you, Scurry? Are you ticklish?
Oh my god, I'm so freaking ticklish. Yeah, extremely.
That doesn't require any banter.
Not really. Odd Dreams 101, if you could pick anywhere in any universe to live, where would it be?
Just more than one universe?
Well, I think he's including, like, you know, any sort of fictional. That's what I was thinking. I don't have anywhere in particular that I want to live, necessarily.
Not Mississippi?
Eventually move out of Mississippi, because obviously I'll never be able to get married here. Which really sucks. There's too many homophobes here. There's not enough furries here.
Definitely not enough furries here. Unless you're in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, that's where I went to high school, but I never really got to meet any of them because
all of the furries are in Hattiesburg.
The rule there for the fur group there is you have to be 18 plus to go to the meets. And even after I turned 18, since I still lived with my parents until I recently went to college, you know, the leader didn't want me going because evidently they've had complications before with parents and they were just wanting to make sure to avoid that. And that's also why the 18 plus rule. It's not like they necessarily do anything adult rated. To my knowledge, I've yet to attend one of their meets just because it's a 3.5 hour drive from here.
So
I don't have anywhere in particular that I want to live. I just don't necessarily want to live here.
I will probably end up in Florida because of my job.
And your mate.
His mate's not
in Florida. My mate is not in Florida. Although we're planning on getting him moved down here eventually.
Oh yeah, the plan is like this summer we're gonna get an apartment together and eventually we're just gonna live in a house together, like all three of us and our mates. Financially, that's actually a pretty good idea. It'd be pretty cheap to buy the housing. We'd all share food, so it'd probably end up being cheaper when you throw together all our paychecks, you know. And I'm sure less food would go to waste with so many people eating on it. And that would leave us with plenty of money to just, you know, just spend on whatever we need and want.
But
theoretically.
Basically, I'm going to live wherever I end up living. I can't think of anywhere where I would just really want to live because there's so many places that are really cool, but then there's so many things about them that I don't like too. So, I don't know. How about you?
This is going to sound really lesbian. This is going to sound really lesbian, but there's
you want to live in a vagina.
No, there's a place in Mass Effect 2 where, like, the race is all women. There's no men there.
She's a lesbian.
I thought you were not a lesbian.
I'm not a lesbian.
Then why do you want to live with all women?
Dude, do you know how good all women can get?
No, he's gay.
No, I don't know how good all women can get.
Okay, next question.
Okay. Salo, I suppose that's how you pronounce it. It's S-A-I-L-O. Salo. Am I fluffy enough? If not, can I get fluffier? Wiggles fluff and poofs up. Are you fluffy enough? Never!
There's never enough fluff.
You're really fluffy.
Yeah, probably.
You're really fluffy. If not, can I get fluffier? Oh, you can always get fluffier.
Yes.
there's no limit to fluffiness unless it starts harming people. That's pretty
I can't
dangerous.
Get out of here. It's too fluffy.
My fluff has a mind of its own.
Oh, wait. I'm Mormon. Wow, you were really loud.
Don't worry, I'm gonna master this anyway. It should be pretty even volume-wise when I'm done with it. Yeah. Do y'all have anything else to input to that question?
No, I think fluffiness is one of those relative terms, but I'm pretty sure you're fluffy enough, and yes, you can always get fluffier.